Welcome to SCOTUScast, a project of the Federalist Society for Law and Public Policy Studies. Our contributors join us from around the country to bring you expert commentary on U.S. Supreme Court cases as they are argued and decisions are issued. The Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker.
Thank you for joining us for this post-argument episode of SCOTUScast, Hague Convention and Habitual Residence Edition. I'm your host, Grace Gotchling. On December 11, 2019, the U.S. Supreme Court heard argument in Manaski v. Taglieri, a case involving the standard of appellate review applicable to determinations of habitual residence under the Hague Convention on the civil aspects of international child abduction, as well as the conditions under which habitual residence is established for an infant. The Hague Convention and the federal law that implements it in the United States indicate that a parent whose child has been removed to another country in violation of that parent's custodial rights can petition in federal or state court for the return of the child to the child's country of habitual residence. The courts of that country can then resolve any underlying custody disputes. Petitioner Michelle Manaski, an American, gave birth to her daughter, known here as AMT, in Italy. Manaski's husband, Domenico Taglieri, who is the father, is Italian. Alleging that Taglieri had become physically abusive, Manaski took the newborn child to a domestic abuse shelter in Italy, and several weeks later, they both left for Ohio. Taglieri obtained an ex parte ruling from an Italian court terminating Manaski's parental rights, and then petitioned in federal district court in Ohio for AMT's return under the Hague Convention. The district court granted the petition, and the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit and the U.S. Supreme Court denied Manaski's petition for a stay. She then returned AMT to Italy. On appeal, a divided Sixth Circuit, sitting en banc, affirmed the district court's ruling on the merits. In doing so, the Sixth Circuit treated the question of habitual residence as ultimately one of fact to be reviewed on appeal for clear error only. Arguing that the Sixth Circuit's approach was in tension with that of several other federal circuit courts of appeals, Manaski petitioned for cert. The Supreme Court granted the petition to consider whether 1. A district court's determination of habitual residence under the Hague Convention should be reviewed de novo rather than for clear error, and 2. Whether, when an infant is too young to acclimate to her surroundings, a subjective agreement between the infant's parents is necessary to establish her habitual residence under the Hague Convention. And now, to discuss the case, we have Margaret Reisner, Professor of Law at Indiana University Robert H. McKinney School of Law.
In this case, the couple met and married in Illinois. They then moved to the husband's native country of Italy, where they eventually lived apart. The American wife alleged that the husband was abusive, but he denied it. She eventually became pregnant with their daughter. Shortly thereafter, she wanted a divorce and to return to the United States. However, due to a difficult pregnancy and a waiting period for the baby's passport, she was not able to return to the U.S. until the baby was 2 months old. The father tracked them down in Ohio, where the mother was living with her own parents. The father filed an abduction claim under the Hague Abduction Convention. Under this 1980 convention, unless an enumerated exception exists, signatory nations must return abducted children to their countries of habitual residence, and that is where the child custody proceedings will be held. The terms of the Hague Abduction Convention are heavily litigated all around the world, and this is the fourth convention case before the U.S. Supreme Court in the last decade. In this case, the federal district court agreed with the father that the child's habitual residence was Italy and ordered the child's return to Italy. While the mother appealed, the child, who was then 2 years old, traveled back to Italy. The Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld this decision. Because the child was too young at 2 months to acclimate to a country, the relevant inquiry became the parents' shared intent, and the appellate court deferred to the district court on this. Now, the first question for the U.S. Supreme Court is whether an agreement between the infant's parents is necessary to establish the child's habitual residence when an infant is too young to acclimate to her surroundings. In oral arguments, the justices seemed to think not. As Chief Justice Roberts noted, several countries have already rejected parental agreement as a factor in determining the child's habitual residence. Justice Ginsburg also pointed out that it is unlikely that parents litigating a Hague abduction case could agree on a habitual residence for the child. Then, a child would have no habitual residence and would not be protected by the Hague Abduction Convention. Several justices were skeptical of this possibility. Meanwhile, Justice Kagan proposed a rule supported by Judge Boggs of the Sixth Circuit, and that is, if a baby has lived somewhere her entire life, courts should presume the baby's habitual residence to be that country. Such a rule is administratively simple, provides guidance to courts, and would also deter abductions. However, neither party to this case wanted to completely agree to such a rule. The mother argued that it conflates a child's residence with her habitual residence, while the father argued that the rule would be overly influential on the courts. In addition, several justices understood habitual residence as requiring more flexibility than any rigid test. Indeed, in family law, flexible standards intend to better protect children and to allow courts more flexibility to do what is best for children. Justice Alito also addressed the other issue before the U.S. Supreme Court in this case, and that is whether a district court's determination of the child's habitual residence should be reviewed de novo or under a more deferential standard. Justice Kavanaugh wondered whether de novo review would prolong Hague Convention cases because the appellate court would have to start from the beginning and the losing parent would know that when appealing. Nonetheless, most of the oral arguments focused on the habitual residence of infants. In the father's favor was the concern that several justices expressed during oral arguments about moving the child to the United States after she spent the last 3 years in Italy. However, it is not entirely clear what the Supreme Court's understanding of habitual residence will be in this case, and that will be eagerly awaited by litigants and family lawyers.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUSCast. SCOTUSCast is a project of the Federalist Society, a not-for-profit educational organization of conservative and libertarian law students, law professors, and lawyers, founded upon the principles that the state exists to preserve freedom, that the separation of governmental powers is central to our Constitution, and that it is emphatically the province and duty of the judiciary to say what the law is, not what it should be. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast series, including SCOTUSCast and Practice Group Podcasts, on iTunes or Google Play. For an archive of past podcasts, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at fedsoc.org/multimedia. That's FEDSOC.org/multimedia.
This has been a FedSoc audio production.